This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
We've got a deal aimed at keeping Greece in the Eurozone. From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrian Hill in for David Brancaccio. After marathon overnight negotiations, we have a deal that could help resolve the Greek debt crisis. European leaders say they're willing to give Greece its third bailout in 5 years, somewhere in the neighborhood of $89 billion. But now it's up to the Greeks. The government there has only a couple of days to pass the strict austerity measures the new framework sets out. Marketplace's Kai Rizdal is in Athens and joins us now. Hi, Kai.
Hey, Adrian.
So how much do we know about the deal and what's next here?
We know the broad outlines, right? It's a 3-year plus or minus deal worth, as I think you mentioned, 89-some billion dollars. Down in the weeds, though, there's a couple of things that are really interesting. First of all, there's a $50 billion asset fund that Greece is going to have to put some of its state-owned assets into that it's planning on privatizing, and that money is going to be used to recapitalize the banks here and a little bit for growth development. There's pension reform coming, more pension reform, I should say, which is not going to go over well. And finally, the VAT, the value-added tax, is going to go up from 13 to 23%. And I'll tell you, you go out and you talk to restaurateurs and retailers around here, and that's a big deal for them, and it's a big problem in the Greek economy, I think.
And that's my next question. What's the mood like there in Athens right now? How are they responding to the deal?
Well, so I'll tell you what. You go around and you walk around central Athens, and there's no real feel of crisis. And that's mostly because it's all tourists here, and it's the annual sale season has just started here. But if you get out to some of the outlying areas, and if you go to places that are lower and middle income, it's not great, right? There are still lines at ATMs 20 or so deep. The banks are still closed. And people are just resigned. You know, I was in a cab this morning going down to the main square here in town, and the cabbie, he made a choking gesture, and he said, "Greece, no money, no money."
What did you say?
Well, he didn't have really good English, so I didn't say very much, but his message was clear, right? He's just tired of this whole thing, and that's the mood. It's resignation mostly.
Marketplace's Kai Rizdal, thanks so much.
You bet.
Kai will be hosting our afternoon show from Athens today and tomorrow. Now, let's do the numbers. Investors seem cheered by the Greek news. The FTSE in London is up about 0.7%. The DAX in Germany is up about 1.5%. Dow, S&P, and Nasdaq futures are all rising this morning. Markets in China are also up for a third straight trading session. There's news that Chinese exports rose nearly 3% in June. And we're hearing that negotiations over Iran's nuclear program could be nearing their end. That's pushed oil prices down, as deals could end sanctions against Iran, allowing more of their oil to flow into the global market. When I'm not filling in here on the Marketplace Morning Report, I keep a close eye on the business of entertainment, which basically means I get to watch a lot of TV and call it work. One of those shows I've been fascinated by this summer is Unreal. It airs Mondays on Lifetime. It's a scripted drama, and it's a look, a sometimes scathing look, behind the scenes of a reality TV show that's a whole lot like The Bachelor. Sarah Gertrude Shapiro is the show's co-creator, and she joins us now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Talk me through the idea for the show. Where'd it come from?
The idea sort of came from different times in my life that I've had these day jobs that are so insanely opposed to everything I believe in. Since I graduated, like, as, you know, like a feminist writer and filmmaker from Sarah Lawrence, I've had day jobs in advertising, fashion, and reality TV, you know, just to pay the rent. I definitely have had moments where, you know, I can't believe what I'm doing. And so that little seed of an idea of sort of setting a show in the world of a reality television show, but really focusing on the producers and how they manipulate the contestants, was the kicking off point for the show Unreal.
I mean, in so many ways, this has remade the image of Lifetime, right? Lifetime for so long has been the damsel in distress. And in some ways, this is undermining all of that. How does your show fit with the Lifetime brand?
I think my show is like crashing into the Lifetime brand and exploding into like fountains of new babies. It's just like, I don't know. I think what's kind of amazing about it is that there are some things that really line up well. The fact that I was able to have two female leads without even having to have a conversation about it was part of being at Lifetime. So like, I just didn't have to justify a lot of what I was doing. And I think that they were really excited to stretch their legs and go into a more premium cable space. And they just, you know, they just let us do it.
Lifetime and ABC, which actually airs The Bachelor and Bachelorette, share a parent company. And at some point, I mean, this is just like jabbing The Bachelor and Bachelorette right in the side. Was the parent company ever worried about that? Did you hear from the high ups, like, hold on a second, we're jabbing our own product here?
I think it feels like a smart enough show. It's not low blows, and it's not specifically about taking down that show or shows like that. Like, I think we set out to make like a great television show, like a female Breaking Bad set in reality TV, and that was our focus.
Sarah Gertrude Shapiro is the co-creator of the Lifetime show Unreal. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Before we go, we've got news today that more than a dozen big American companies, led by Starbucks, are launching an initiative to help get young people into jobs. It's a group that's had a tough time finding work. By some estimates, there are more than 5.5 million Americans between 16 and 24 who aren't working or in school. The unemployment rate for teens is about 18%. The goal of the initiative is to hire 100,000 young men and women over the next 3 years. But keep in mind here, the economy created about 223,000 jobs in June alone. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill with the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.